5, 4, 3. Welcome back to That Is Good to Know with Jeff Stanislow and my co-host, Royce Pope. Today, we have a special guest, and our guest today is Rich Castellano. And Rich is with imagelift.com, and he's a plastic surgeon in the Tampa Bay area. Probably seen his billboards, probably seen them all over the Tampa Bay area, and we are very pleased to have him on board today. Thanks for joining us, Rich.
Hey, Jeff and Royce. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to share what we do, and I love what you've been doing.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think, you know, our whole goal is to just share with people some expertise from our guests so we can let them know some things that they might, you know, basically look, hey, that was good to know. That's the whole purpose of the show. It ain't the rocket science, but we're making it happen. So, Rich, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're a Tampa native, been here for a long time, family of doctors, and then we'll dive a little bit into your focus.
Yeah, you know, I grew up here in Tampa, and now Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, 3 million people, so it's such a big area. So I love sharing what we do because a lot of people are unaware that what we do is even possible. So grew up in Tampa, went to Lato High School, USF for my undergraduate honors program, went to USF for my medical school, and when I did my surgical training, I went to Indianapolis, IUPUI, met my wife there, started our family, and came back to Florida. You know, once you live in Florida, it's hard to live other places. So we're back and loving it here. My family's all here. And yeah, our practice is booming and growing, and we're hiring surgeons and hiring providers. So, Jeff, we focus exclusively on the face.
Okay.
We help people look younger, and we make sure they look natural, and everything we do is under local anesthesia. So it's the safest way to do treatments.
That's fantastic, doctor. We'll get a chance to talk a little bit further. We actually, I think you and I shared a few moments at the Advent Health Training Center at One Buck Place yesterday, and you were telling us that, you know, 3 million people in Tampa, and how many surgeons are there?
There's over 120 cosmetic plastic surgeons in the Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area. But really, there's more cosmetic procedures than we can handle, because there's 330 million Americans in the United States. Roughly 5% of them are doing treatments. That's 15 million every year. And that's just the procedures. That doesn't include the minimally invasive, non-invasive type treatments. So the reality is people are going everywhere. And, you know, there's a lot of lower level providers out there, which is why we need to get the word out. If you're doing something for your face, don't let anyone practice on your face. Go to the experts. That's why we created a center of excellence, and this is the only thing that we do. So to give you an example, I'm a facelift surgeon. I have two board certifications, one in head and neck surgery, one in facial plastic surgery. The average surgeon retires after doing about 500 or 1,000 facelifts if they're really busy. I've done over 4,000. So there is a difference when you get to that level, and that's how we set ourselves apart.
So you had a choice where you could have went in practice. You could have went general practice, general practice in the medical field. You could have just been a body plastic surgeon, but you specialize on the face. And then they can find you at imagelift.com, right, doctor? And then tell us why you kind of focused a little bit more on the face and didn't do all the rest of it.
That's a great question. And yeah, we're at imagelift.com. We lift your image, image, I-M-A-G-E-L-I-F-T. So you can see what we do there and learn more about us. And on Facebook and on Instagram and on TikTok as well. So when I was doing my training, we would cover the emergency room. And in the ER, the car accidents and the gunshot wounds, and people would come in completely unrecognizable, right? Just, you know, beat up. And it was our job to put things back together. Every single one of these patients that we took care of, once we got them, you know, back on their feet and out into normal life again, they all said the same thing. They were so grateful that they could look normal again. They just wanted to look like themselves.
Yeah.
I love the, go ahead.
I think one of the things, and you showed me a couple, screenshots yesterday of your work as we were talking a little bit. And I was looking at it and I was just like, this is very natural. It was not, you know, one of the patients that we kind of looked at was very natural looking, organic. It wasn't, you couldn't even tell anything was done. And is that kind of like your goal and your objective for doing the work with your patients?
100%. That's why people come to us. The best facelift looks like you never had a facelift. We do fillers in the face. We do the injections because everybody loses volume as you get older. Look at your pictures when you're younger, in your high school yearbook or in your 20s. Our volume in our face changes. The best fillers looks like you never had fillers. I've done fillers for myself. They look very natural. And we just show patients. I show them my pictures. I show them my patients' pictures. In fact, as soon as we get done here, I'm going to a seminar right now. And at our seminar, we have our patients show up. And they talk. They talk to the attendees and say, hey, you know, here's what I was thinking about doing. Here's what I did. Here's my results. So, yes, we look completely natural. We're completely transparent. In fact, we do a lot of live videos on our procedures. And you see patients immediately before and after. So I tell patients, when we do the fillers, they pass the grocery store test the same day, which means you walk into the grocery, nobody does a double take.
There you go.
Now, if you're doing a lift, you might need 4 to 7 days before you pass the grocery store test.
Okay.
Right? Nobody does a double take. Nobody gives you a funny look. You look natural. And that's why people come to us, because they don't want to look crazy or overdone. They just want to look like themselves again.
That's awesome, Doc. This is Jeff Stanislow, and we're on with That Is Good to Know. You can visit our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com. You can listen to this interview and more, you know, with our show. I'd love to have you come check it out. We have special offers there. We got information and events and some news and things like that. Again, it's thatisgoodtoknow.com. Now, diving into the nitty-gritty, Doc, Dr. Rich Castellano with us. Tell us a little bit about what is good to know from a person who wants to self take care of their skin, self take care of their, you know, maybe not see you yet, but can you give them some good things to do to, you know, that they may not have known of about prior, you know, to maybe seeing you for great skincare tips?
No, that's a great question. And you can always do things to prevent and look good. By the time people come to me, they've been thinking about it and then they're ready to do a treatment. If you're not ready to do a treatment, first of all, the number one thing anyone can do to improve the appearance of their face is smile.
Oh, I love it.
When we smile, we always look our best. So if you're listening to this, I want you to smile right now. If you're driving, just make sure the road's safer. Wait till you pull off. Smile, look in the mirror, or take a picture of yourself. Take a selfie, smiling, and take another selfie, no smile. And I want you to compare those two. And you'll see very quickly, when I do that for me, I don't want people seeing my face when I'm not smiling. I just don't look as good, right? And so, and I feel better when I smile. So the number one thing is put a smile on your face. And by the way, there's tons of research to show that you feel better when you smile. You make other people feel better. There's research to show you'll stay married longer when you smile more. And there's even a research study that showed people who smile more live about 7 years longer. So anyways, put a smile on your face. That's number one. Number two, protect from the sun. I love the sun. I grew up in it, live in Florida. Wear sunscreen. Wear sun protection. I get out. I do my runs. I enjoy the outdoors. I love it. Just protect your skin. So I cover up sunscreen, and I wear the long sleeve shirts. So that will go a long way if you can protect your skin. And then beyond that, get a good skincare regimen. You can use things like tretinoin. These are prescription strength. You can go to a medical-grade skincare office. We have that in our office. Prevention. People today, they don't want to wait for the advanced aging changes. They want to stay ahead. So good skincare regimen, protect from the sun, put a smile on your face. And, you know, beyond that, hey, we just get good sleep, drink lots of water, eat good food, right? We could have many radio shows about that, but those are the basics, you know?
Right.
Take good care of yourself, smile a lot, sunscreen, and get a good skincare regimen.
Yeah, I can attest to the sunscreen. A friend of mine, Dr. Seth Foreman, I play golf with him every once in a while, and he's out there. He's a dermatologist, and he's got a full hat on. He's got sunscreen lathered up all over his face, and he's very well protected. So 100%. Tell us a little bit about the food aspect. And again, I'm talking with Dr. Richard Castellano from ImageLift.com, seasoned veteran in regards to plastic surgery, focusing on the face. I, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I was told eat carrots, you know, for your eyesight and eat this for your skin and stuff like that. And then I'm going to turn it over to Royce here. He's got a follow-up question on that. But what are your thoughts on good, healthy eating? Like, what do you like to see people eat?
Well, eating is so emotional. You have to ask an important question. What's your outcome? Like, why are you eating? We eat to celebrate life. We eat to feel better. We eat for performance. Many times we eat just because we're anxious. We're tired and we comfort eat. I certainly do that. At the end of the day, I'm tired. I'll stuff my face. I say, why did I eat that? If you ask yourself, what's your goal? What's your outcome? Then you can choose what's right for you. What's right for me isn't right for everybody else, but we want to know what's right for you. So you got to ask the question. Now, usually we eat what our family ate. We eat what we eat because we've always eaten that. But the question is, does it make you feel good? Does it help you achieve your goals? Is it helping you sleep better? You know, and so everybody, I'm hearing it a lot more now. People are saying, hey, don't eat 2 to 3 hours before you sleep. That's important because if it messes up your sleep, whatever you're eating, that's going to bring you down. So, you know, obviously don't eat 2 to 3 hours before you eat. I like a mostly veggie diet because you're eating your vitamins. You're eating your nutrients. My outcomes, hey, I like staying alive. I'm having a good time here on this playground. So I just want to eat things that help me live longer. For me, I eat one meal a day. I snack on nuts through the day, and I try not to eat too much junk food. I'll eat a little bit here and there, and I'll eat a little bit of meat, fish, maybe some chicken. Not usually, but sometimes I will. But I want to make sure I live a long time, so I watch my cholesterol, I watch my blood sugars, and I love the way it makes me feel. And I don't want to eat just because I'm comfort eating, because I'm anxious and stressed. I can calm my stress down many ways, right? I can relax. I can take a walk. I can get some sleep. I can be careful all the things I'm taking on in my life. But I don't want to manage my stress by just putting food in my mouth because I don't feel good later when I do that.
Yeah, my co-host, Royce Pope here, has a question for you. He's a kind of our Gen Z, commenter, some things. What do you got for us, Royce?
Yeah, hey, Dr. Castellano. Thanks so much for being with us today. You know, as a young person in the, you know, the early generations, I hear about facelifts and plastic surgery. I'm like, well, you know, I'm not 70 years old yet. So I was just wondering, do you have younger patients come in? And if so, what type of surgeries and procedures are they looking to get? If you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. And do you mind if I ask Royce, how young are you?
I just turned 25.
25, right? So when you're 25, there's not a lot of aging changes that happen to our face, which is perfectly fine. And again, even if you're 25, what looks best on our face? A smile.
A smile, that's right.
And you can hear it in someone's voice when they're smiling too. So that's number one. Now, yes, I have patients coming in because they've got dark circles, or maybe they have a hereditary, you know, bigger neck that they want to contour their neck. So they're coming in for wrinkle relaxers. That's the Botox. So they're coming in for preventative things, and the important things are the skincare, sunscreen, sun protection. But if somebody has dark hollows, or they have acne scarring, or if they have, they want to refine the shape of their nose, I can do nasal refinement non-surgically with fillers. So young patients come in for these little refinements, little tweaks. Maybe they want to strengthen their jawline. If they feel they have a weak chin, I can strengthen their jawline, no surgery. We have permanent fillers. So young patients are coming in for these types of things. Nasal surgery has been very common. People doing that for many, many years, and a lot of younger patients do nasal surgery. I always tell patients, you really want to try to avoid nasal surgery unless you really need it. And so fillers in the nose are great because we can refine and shape the nose. No downtime. You do 1, 2, or 3 sessions. So those are the most common things our younger patients are doing. Dark circles, treating acne scarring, sun damage to the skin with laser treatment, preventative skin care, reshaping of the nose, and reshaping of the jawline, which looks 100% natural. I've got videos of myself on Facebook, and I inject myself. I like my own technique, right? And so You can see it looks very natural. There's no downtime. Our technique is very safe, and we get really great results. Those are that's what our younger patients are doing.
Thanks, doctor. It's really interesting in regards to how young people really start doing these types of procedures and how you can craft like a longer term strategy. And, you know, the focus is on good health and what have you. So, Dr. Castellano is going to give us a special offer on That Is Good to Know. And you can see that at thatisgoodtoknow.com. Get that special offer and or visit his website at imagelift.com. This is Jeff Stanislaw, your host of That Is Good to Know, and we're having a great time here today. Doctor, tell us a little bit about non-surgical versus surgical. You mentioned non-surgical at times. I think a lot of people just think that plastic surgery is surgical. Can you dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, that's a great question, and my team's sending it over the promo for the That Is Good to Know listeners. If you heard this here and you just use the code word ImageLift, it's a new patient promo, 50% off your first filler. So talk about non-surgical. Fillers are non-surgical. And so there's a certain line of fillers we have. You can do half off. That way people can try it out and see. And then there's another, if you want to try the Botox or wrinkle relaxer, we've got another new patient promo that we're using just for this audience, which is $175 off one area. So those will be on the website later. So surgical versus non-surgical. I'm a surgeon, and I think it's clear to everybody, if you can do something and not have surgery, that's the way to go. 100%. So that means we do facial fillers, we restore the volume, we do laser skin treatment. So the non-surgical is absolutely the best place to start. Now, I have some patients, they've been wanting to do something for 5 or even 10 years. And when we get to a certain level with aging, there's only so far that the non-surgical is going to go. So when you're trying to figure out surgical versus non-surgical, you basically need a consultation. And what I do, when someone comes for a consultation, I give them all of their options. If somebody comes to me and says, I only want non-surgical, what we do, we give them all of their options so they can see. I say, look, even if you're not interested in this, you're a candidate for A, B, and C based on your goals that you told me. Because they'll say, I want to treat my neck. I want to treat acne scarring. I want to treat this. I want to treat that. So once they tell me all their areas they focus on, I say, look, if it's not bothering you, it's not bothering me. I'm here to help you achieve your goals. So I give them the whole plan. Once they have that plan, some patients say, okay, you're Dr. Rich. I'm doing it all. I want to do it all. They'll look 100% natural. And people tend to be happier when they do more treatment. And if they're not ready for the whole thing, well, then they just do a portion of it. They say, let's focus on what matters to you most. And then when you come back, we'll take more photos and compare your before and afters. And if you're happy, great. And if at that time you say, you know what, I think I want to do more, well, we've got options. It's always good to keep your options open, and we always go right back to that plan. That face continuity plan or your facial beauty plan always guides us to the right decision and keep you on track so that you don't go too far and you make your best choice that's safest and get your best value.
Thanks, doctor. As we're kind of diving in a little bit on the procedure side, what should someone look for in a plastic surgeon? I know like board certifications and things of that nature, but maybe you could say, hey, listen, if I was doing this or sending a loved one to consider, this is what I would ask for credentials wise, and talk to us a little bit about the credentials that you have. I mean, 17 years in the business, 4,000 plus neck lifts, 20,000 injections performed. You know, you're the Derek Jeter of plastic surgeons around here with the face. So fantastic.
I appreciate you saying that. Listen, it's a lot of hard work, but really we're having fun, and it is such an honor to be a part of our patients' lives. At this is a very special time when someone makes the decision, says, look, I want to enhance my appearance. They want to do it right. So I just really am honored to be a part of my patients' lives. And so as far as how to choose a doctor, you said it. The important things, are they credentialed? Look at their results. Look at their website and social media. Look at their reviews, right? Those are the obvious things. Here's something that a lot of people don't talk about. I feel you should look to see how kind your surgeon is. Kindness is a sign that people are emotionally sensitive and aware. And so if you see a doctor and they're really gruff and you don't get a good vibe from them, you should listen to that. You really need to have a good connection with the doctor. They need to be a good communicator. My daughter, she's doing pre-med. She visited in our office, which was really great because she got a chance to see her dad's really good at some things, you know, because she's such a great kid. But, you know, the teenagers, they don't always see what their parents can do. So I was really happy that she could see what I do in the office in Excel, and she had a great experience. And then I was talking to her on the phone the other day. She said one of her classmates shadowed a plastic surgeon somewhere else. And when they got out of the room, the plastic surgeon asked the student, says, okay, what do you think that patient needs fixed? And when my daughter told me this, I mean, my stomach just turned, right? Because I never look at a patient as if I'm fixing something or what do they need. I go to people and say, what do you need? How can I service you? And we're not there to fix anything. We're there to enhance, improve, you know, refresh. But fixing things, you don't want to objectify people. So I like the kindness scale. And also, how is the doctor's office? We have 35 staff at our two locations in Tampa and the Villages, Florida. And these are some of the best people. I love going to the office. Some of these doctor's offices have like 2, 3, 4 staff, you know, and they're running things on a shoestring. And they may deliver some good care, but when you have that little reserve, let me tell you something, people call in sick. So we have a lot of depth in our office, redundancy, belt and suspenders. We're a center of excellence. We hire an outside consulting firm. They monitor our practices. So safety, redundancies, systems, we listen. My office team there were some of the kindest people you'll ever know. And I tell them, we play the kindness game in our office to see who can be the kindest person, right? The thank yous, the compliments. And some people say, oh my gosh, that's too sugary sweet. Let me tell you something. When you got a good thing, it's hard to have too much of it. And I love our team. I love our patients, and the greatest compliment patients say, other than that they love their results, is that they say how much they love our team, and I'm just really proud of that. So those are the things that I tell people to look for when you're doing a consult, and get a specialist. Get someone who focuses only in the area that you focus in. I don't do any body, breast, tummy tuck, anything like that, right? We only do the face.
Thanks so much for that, Dr. Castellano. I'd say that you delivered quite a few things that are good to know today, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for being with us.
We got another minute left here, Doc. So tell us, you got a couple offices, right? You got one on El Prado in South Tampa, and then you also have one in the Villages, right?
Absolutely, and we have patients that fly from all across the country, even internationally. They find us online. When they do their homework, they find us and they say, hey, I love your results. I love that you guarantee it looks natural. We put it in writing. You will look natural because we're not going to go too far. And when they find us, they travel in. So we have a concierge travel program. And of course, a lot of our patients come from locally. And so, but the Villages where there's, you know, plenty of people that want to look younger, and then Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area, those are our two main locations.
Fantastic. Doctor, I appreciate your time. I think our audience will come away with some things that is good to know. And again, visit our website at thatisgoodtoknow.com. And Image Lift is going to give some great offers. You can download it there or get the information that's available. Dr. Rich, always a pleasure. Really enjoyed talking to you. And I think one main thing that I got is how much you care about your patients and how much you focus on what you do and you do best, and then refer people to other things instead of trying to do everything. I thank you very much for your time, and enjoy your evening.
Thank you, Jeff and Royce. It was an honor to be here. And I'll tell you, we'll send you a link to our book. We have two of our books. They hit the Wall Street Journal bestseller list. That's We Guarantee We Can Make You Look Younger. That's about facelifting and fillers and how to choose a cosmetic treatment. And our second book, The Smile Prescription, it also hit the Wall Street Journal bestseller list. And that is all about the power of smile, how we look good and feel good. So those are our two books. We'll give you the links to that as well. Thank you so much for helping us share this message, and help. We're helping keep people safe, keep them out of trouble, and look their best.
And keep smiling. Keep smiling, everybody.
As good as they do.
Keep on smiling.
Smile, Tampa.
All right. Take care. Thank you.